2 more NATO troops. Both Americans have been killed in Afghanistan. And again, at least one of the gunmen is believed to have been an Afghan soldier. Joining us now from Kabul is Bilal Sawari, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Bilal, can you tell us what else we know about this these deaths?
Well, the district governor of Jerai district in Kandahar province said that an Afghan civilian who was teaching the Afghan National Army illiteracy courses opened fire on Americans, killing two. Separately, Afghan intelligence officials at the Ministry of Defense said that an Afghan soldier, an Afghan National Army soldier sitting close to him, also opened fire on the Americans. In return, the Americans retaliated, killing both. So it's a very serious security lapse, if you would like to call it that, for the Ministry of Defense, that a civilian teacher, not a member of the Afghan National Army, was staying on a joint base and had access to weapons.
Well, what does this say about the response of the Afghan people, and particularly these people who are carrying out violence, to either the messages from the Taliban, who are encouraging violence, or Hamid Karzai, the president, who is encouraging everyone to stay calm? Is the Taliban message winning out?
Well, a senior Afghan general admitted to me that the virus of infiltration, as he put it, had spread it like cancer. And he said that it was time that rogue soldiers and Taliban infiltrators were treated in an operation because curing it had not helped. Obviously, the six Americans that have been killed in the last 1 week during the protests have all been killed by members of the Afghan National Security Forces, not by the Taliban. So it is a serious source of concern for the Afghan government, whether these are rogue soldiers or whether these were Taliban infiltrators. The Afghan government has simply failed to control this problem that they have themselves described as a virus. And it seems that President Karzai's call for calm has not been as effective as people had hoped.
So what do they then propose? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of time left, 2 years or so, before the American soldiers completely leave Afghanistan. And that's a long time for two sides that don't trust one another.
Well, one of the things that has been happening for the last 3 or 4 years, more so for the last 2 years, is the issue of rogue soldiers and Taliban infiltration within the country's police and army. And the Afghan government has simply failed to come up with a strategy. And it's embarrassing in so many ways for NATO as well, because they had always been championing that the Afghan National Security Forces were well-equipped, ready to provide security. And now they are the very obstacle preventing NATO from withdrawal from Afghanistan, where they could hand over security control to their partners. Afghan officials, mostly intelligence officials, are extremely worried. They say that this is exactly what the Taliban want, to create mistrust. And in the words of one senior Afghan general, he said that climate of mistrust has damaged everything. And he said,
that's Bilal Sawari, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, joining us from Kabul. Again, the news this morning that two American soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. At least one of the gunmen is believed to have been an Afghan soldier.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.